Day 1. Recipe 1. The road to hell is paved with leeks and potatoes. As far as I know, the only evidence supporting the theory that Julia Child first made potage parmentier during a bad bout of ennui is her own recipe for it. She writes the potage parmentier, which is just a Frenchy way of saying potato soup, smells good, tastes good, and is simplicity itself to make. It is the first recipe in the first book she ever wrote. She concedes that you can add carrots or broccoli or green beans if you want. But that seems beside the point if what you're looking for is simplicity itself. Simplicity itself. Sounds like poetry, doesn't it? It sounds like just what the doctor ordered. It wasn't what my doctor ordered, though. My doctor, my gynecologist to be specific, ordered a baby. There are the hormonal issues in your case, with the PCOS. You know about that already. And you are pushing 30 after all. Look at it this way. There will never be a better time. This was not the first time I'd heard this. It had been happening for a couple of years now, ever since I'd sold some of my eggs for $7,500 in order to pay off credit card debt. Actually, that was the second time I'd donated. A funny way of putting it, since when you wake up from the anesthesia, less a few dozen over and get dressed, there's a check for thousands of dollars with your name on it, waiting at the receptionist's desk. The first time was 5 years ago when I was 24, impecunious and fancy free. I hadn't planned on doing it twice, but 3 years later I got a call from a doctor with an unidentifiable European accent who asked me if I'd be interested in flying down to Florida for a second go-round because her clients were very satisfied with the results of your initial donation. Egg donation is still a new enough technology that our slowly evolving legal and etiquette systems have not yet quite caught up. Nobody knows if egg donators are going to be getting sued for child support 10 years down the line or what. So discussions on the subject tend to be knotted with imprecise pronouns and euphemisms. The upshot of this call, though, was that there was a little me running around Tampa or somewhere, and the little me's parents were happy enough with him or her that they wanted a match set. The honest part of me wanted to shout, "Wait, no! When they start hitting puberty, you'll regret this!" But $7,500 is a lot of money. Anyway, it was not until the second harvesting — they actually call it harvesting, fertility clinics, it turns out, use a lot of vaguely apocalyptic terms — that I found out I had polycystic ovarian syndrome, which sounds absolutely terrifying, but apparently just meant I was going to get hairy and fat and I'd have to take all kinds of drugs to conceive. Which means, I guess, that I haven't heard my last of crypto-religious obstetric jargon. So, ever since I was diagnosed with this PCOS 2 years ago, doctors have been obsessing over my childbearing prospects. I've even been given the pushing 30 speech by my avuncular whitehead orthopedist. What kind of 29-year-old has a herniated disc, I ask you?